The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you will know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and still you do not know me, Philip? How can you say, 'Whoever has seen me has seen the Father'? How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater one than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. No offense to our own Magic Johnson, but many people say that Michael Jordan is probably one of the greatest basketball players. And a lot of young players follow him to be schooled in the way of basketball. But Michael Jordan never says, "I am the way." Albert Einstein, a great genius, and has taught us much truth about our world, post-Newtonian world. And yet Albert Einstein never says, "I am the truth." Jonas Salk and great discoveries in science, particularly in medicine, that impact many people's lives, none of them says, "I am the life." And yet Jesus, in today's reading, in the Last Supper, had the audacity to say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So when I was in college, I grew up Catholic in a more Buddhist country. And I, like many young people, I thought to myself, well, you know, maybe it was circumstantial that I was born in a Catholic family. You know, if I was born in a Muslim family, I'll probably be a Muslim. Or if I was born into a Jewish family, I'll probably, you know, be a Jewish. I mean, a Jew. And so I studied different religions. The 4 years in college, besides studying biochemistry, and then I realized no one makes the claim like Jesus does. That's a bold claim. And in fact, the only two kinds of people who would make this claim, the really wacko people, or Jesus is saying something. Because, you know, people who show us the way for hiking, they always say, "Hey, there's the way, you should go that way." They never say, I'm the way. Or even teachers say, hey, this is the truth. You should listen to the truth. You should practice the truth. But they never say, I am the truth. And then even wise people in our lives says, hey, you know what? This leads to life. Follow it. They never say, I am the life. And Jesus does that. Isn't something here? But you know, we try to search for Jesus very far and wide. So there's a story of a little boy, about 10 years old. He's a little precocious, a smart aleck in some ways. And he, on one Sunday morning, talking to his mom, he says, Mom, is God everywhere? She goes, yes, God's everywhere. Is God in the sun? Yes, God's in the sun. Is God in that butterfly that flew out of a window? Yes, God's in the butterfly. Is God in you? She says, yeah, most of the time. Is God in me? And she says, yeah, except when you're bad. And then he had his own cup of tea, and he goes, is God in this cup of tea? And the mom talked about, yes, God's in the tea. And then he went, I got him. I got God. And we laugh at the boy, but we do this all the time. We try to go everywhere to find God and trap God. And particularly, a lot of young people, young adults I work with say what Thomas and Peter and Philip says, we don't know the way, Jesus. How can we? Oh, no, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? It's true. It's true. Many of us want, you know, our lives to be planned out, and we believe that God has a plan, so therefore I got to know all the specifics, you know, A, B, C, and D. And we go everywhere trying to find Jesus. Actually, he's already so much in our lives. And this is the great mystery of Easter, that there's no human experience that God cannot hide and cannot be. So we don't need to, like, capture God in our own little boxes or cups like the little boy, because God is already there. In fact, in the second reading, and we will continue to hear the readings as we near the feast of the most holy and precious blood, we are God's favorite dwelling place. We are God's dwelling place. And by the grace of baptism, God is so deeply present in our lives. Yes, I sin often. And oftentimes, I don't sense God. It doesn't mean God is there. Yes, there are times in my life where God seems absent. It doesn't mean God is there for my life of faith. I just returned from rural Alaska. I go once a year. My provincial asked me to go and help young adults on retreats. And as you know, Alaska is one of those top three states where suicide is high. And so on retreat, 10 days ago, this young man, he's actually 35 years old, older person, tough life, loved his mother very much, but unfortunately, she passed away 4 years ago due to cancer. And she left behind a husband and 4 boys, no women, no daughters. And unfortunately, his father took the wrong turn, loved his wife very much, and turned to drinking, and didn't take care of the boys. This young man's older brother took a turn and was admitted to a mental hospital. His other brother committed suicide, and a few months ago, his youngest brother committed suicide. And he comes to the retreat completely devastated. And then throughout the retreat, he tells me this. He tells me, you know, Father, My dad gave up on us. My dad told my brother when he wanted to kill himself, go ahead, son, go ahead. What kind of dad is that? He gave up. He gave up on us. And as a retreat, he came by, he stumbled on a simple truth of his life. And he said like this, you know, Father, I just realized I gave up on my dad. In these past 4 years, I kept blaming him. And I was so hard on him. And that's my, I didn't know what this is my way of grieving my mother. And I blame him for giving up on us. I blame him. I blame myself. Oh, and mind you, this man is active in the church. And for him to come to this truth of his life, hard truth, really difficult, hard truth. But as he began to recognize it, there's something born within him. And this is the great mystery of Easter. Every time we allow ourselves to face a hard truth in our life, something new life is born. And towards the end of the retreat, this man says, I'm going to come back. I'm going to apologize to my dad. And I'm going to say, Dad, you've given up. I've also given up. But God hasn't given up on us. And neither has Mom. And a few days later, I received an email from him, and he had this incredible dream, that in his dream, he saw his mom. And his mom was next to Jesus, and she just smiled. And for him, he's like, I didn't hear her say anything, but her smile meant, first of all, she's definitely with Jesus and with my two brothers. But her smile encourages me to continue to take the path I am going, because I believe that the path of my life, God is so much in it. I forgot to tell you too, he has a younger, he has a 9-year-old daughter. And now he has new life to pass on to his daughter. The point of this story, irregardless of how your life and my life are going, irregardless of how difficult it may be or how much we have messed up or maybe too afraid to take the risks, and now we're like, oh, maybe my life the way is because of my fault. Irregardless of all of those things, it does not eclipse the truth that God is in your life, in my life, so near. And so, as we dare to embrace what is hard in our lives, as we dare to embrace what is simple and things we take granted for our life, oftentimes our mothers. If we don't drop our focus on all the fears, all things we don't have, and pay attention that in each of our lives, there's so many good people, not the least of which are our moms. And their goodness is the presence of the Lord in our life. Their goodness, their love, their sacrifice is the promise of life of the Lord in our life. And as we embrace the simple truth of our lives, consoling truth and hard truth, we slowly discover that actually the Lord is already in our life. The way, the truth, and the life. And maybe we can drop our focus on what are the specific steps I'm supposed to go, because believe and trust that as we walk in faith and trust, the way reveals itself beneath our feet in the same way that Jesus is already deeply hidden in our lives, indeed, in our very being. After communion is that privileged moment. So you tend to leave after communion, stay for a few minutes. If you don't have a way of knowing Jesus, ask for that. It's good to go on retreat, but at least ask. Lord, may I not just know about you, may I come to know you. And those of us who already have a relationship with the Lord, Jesus, help me to know you more deeply. Help me to let you see me more fully in my life. The first Christian, brothers and sisters, were not called Christians. The first Christians were called the people of the way. The high point of Mass, I will lift up the bread and wine and I will say, through him, with him, in him. Through him is the way of our life. With him, we will discover greater truth in our life. In him, Jesus is the life. We don't have to go so very far to Alaska to encounter the Lord. In our life already, in those difficult moments, and in the people of our life so near that we take for granted often, already the living presence, the way, the truth, and the life. What we can do is ask for the grace to know him personally or to know him more deeply. And in the Eucharist, we have this opportunity to let the one who is the way, the truth, and the life to take a greater place, a deeper place in our lives.